The National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals begin tonight. The New Jersey Devils will host the Disney-owned Anaheim Mighty Ducks in the first game of a best-of-seven series. Michael Farber, a senior writer for Sports Illustrated, says Anaheim has led a charmed life so far in the playoffs.
The Ducks are the Cinderella story, and that's the last time I'll make a Disney joke. They beat some very good teams, starting with the Detroit Red Wings in a remarkable four-game series that brought to the fore a goaltender named Jean-Sebastien Jaguar. And they continued on through a very good Dallas team and then a lesser Minnesota team. But heading into the Stanley Cup Finals, the Ducks have lost just two games, and they seem to be touched by some kind of fairy dust. They're playing just splendid hockey.
Jaguar was unknown just a few years ago. How did he get so good?
Well, he has a guru, like so many of us. His guru is named François Allaire. If you look at the historic sweep of Quebec goaltending, the pioneer would be Allaire. He is the man who furthered the butterfly style. This is when a goalie drops to his knees, fans out his pads, covers the bottom two-thirds of the net, and it's much more difficult to score up top than it is down low. And Jaguar, who had gone to Allaire schools at a young age, had kind of gotten away from it earlier in his NHL career, but when he was traded to Anaheim in 2000, started working again with Allaire, who's the goalie coach of the Mighty Ducks, and got back to the style. Now, Jaguar played very well last season, but it was on a bad team and it was lost. And I think this year, especially in the playoffs, and especially in that first game against Detroit, when he made upwards of 70 saves, did people realize just how technically sound he is.
Well, New Jersey's goalie's no slouch either.
No, Martin Brodeur has been playing good hockey for a decade, and it's very interesting because even though he is from Quebec, he plays a different style. Brodeur is more of an all-around goalie. He stands up longer on shots, does not drop as quickly to his knees. He also handles the puck beautifully, and that helps the New Jersey defenseman. When Brodeur does handle it, it takes a lot of pressure off them.
Well, maybe no one will score.
Well, that's quite possible. The series opens in the Meadowlands, and I've suggested that they dig up Jimmy Hoffa to act as a goal judge, because these goal judges are going to be just as lifeless. If you can liken hockey to a fight, these are two fighters who tend to counterpunch. Neither is terribly disputatious, neither wants to lead. So everyone is looking to counter. Both teams do that very well, but stylistically, it doesn't seem like a very interesting matchup.
What about TV? New Jersey, Anaheim.
Well, that's not quite New York and not quite Los Angeles. These are two middling markets. New Jersey didn't sell out its playoff games until the third round. Anaheim had a run a couple of years ago. There was great enthusiasm for the Mighty Ducks. That waned. The Ducks only sold out a handful of games during the season and were lucky that they drew Detroit in the first round. Detroit is America's team. And because of that, Anaheim has sold out throughout the playoffs. But it is not going to generate TV ratings. It certainly won't measure up to the NBA, but it should beat most of Victoria Principal's infomercials.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Farber is a senior editor for Sports Illustrated.
He lives a rugged life. He's a double-faced deacon, and he shouldn't preach no more.